This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
This report is for Tuesday, August 12th. There are 33 ETFs listed in the U.S. that focus on China, and according to Bloomberg data, they rose an average of 6.7% in July. The biggest one is the iShares China Large Cap ETF, ticker FXI. It has $5.5 billion in total assets. Bloomberg analyst Eric Balchunas explains why it made his list of overrated ETFs.
The problem with this one is both its coverage is narrow, it's only 25 stocks, and 55% of the allocation is in the financial sector. So you get a lot of state-owned Chinese banks. It's only 8 shares with one P-chip. Anyway, it doesn't track nearly the breadth of the Chinese stock market that you want. In addition, it's also pricey. It's 0.74.
Balchunas says there are some alternatives.
Now, while there's no China ETF that's, you know, Vanguard type cheap, there are other ones that are, you know, 50 to 60 basis points, and they cover way more. So, you know, the SPDR S&P China GXC is a good substitute. So is the iShares MSCI China ETF or the DBX Tracker Harvest MSCI All China CN. I call that one the easy button because that tracks every single share that you want, and you never even have to worry about educating yourself with what is going on in China with the different share classes. That covers everything.
CN, the Deutsche X Tracker's All China ETF, has gained 10% over the past month and has an expense ratio of 30 basis points. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs. That's a Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.